Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Now, we are starting off at the moment with our election coverage, and we are going to be bringing you different parties that are going to be talking about what is their offering in the election as we run up to the elections, and finding out from different parties what it is that they stand for and why you should be voting for them. First up, we have of our parties that we're going to be talking to over the next few weeks. I'm very happy to say we have Gerry Bester, and he is from a party called Rise for Hope, and he is joining us today. And going to be talking to us about what they are all about. Gerry, thank you for joining us on 101.9 Chai FM. It's really great to have you guys on.
Thank you very much, Benji. It's a privilege to be here. Just a correction, the party's name is hashtag Hope for SA.
Hashtag Hope for SA. Thank you. Sorry, we put that down incorrectly in the notes. Hope for SA. So, Gerry, tell us, what is Hope for SA and how did it get started?
Hope for SA started when last year 300 men got together and they started praying, and they got to that point where they realized that we need to rise and do something. And it started with a lot of prayer, and after that it went through the mill, and eventually hashtag Hope for SA was formed as a new wineskin to return that righteous governance to government, and then at the same time provide solutions, because also at the same time when praying, they gathered many experts in the different fields, like for instance the education arena and all of that, those kind of things, so that you don't only start a new party, but that you have solutions ready that South Africa so desperately needs.
Now, that is one of the interesting aspects of your party, is that there is a kind of civil society component to it. You work in different communities already, doing different aspects and trying to help. Talk to us a bit about that. You're not actually, although the party is new, the organization and the organizing is not.
Yeah, not at all. It's been going for many years, and we have many community projects ongoing in the different areas and in the different sectors that actually combined as hashtag Hope for SA, because we believe that the government is absolutely top heavy. And if you look at the tax money collected, 50% of the tax budget goes to national, 40% to provincial, and 10% goes to local municipalities. And that's why the service delivery is upside down. So by turning that around and starting in the communities to have an inclusive economy, the community participating with the different skills and contributing in that area, I believe that we can build the true Rainbow Nation that God wants for us.
So that was the thinking between hashtag Hope for SA and how it got on, how has been the reaction in communities where you're operating to the idea of turning that then into political representation?
It's been very good, because I think the challenge is, Benji, is in South Africa we have a lot of promises, especially close to election time. There are many promises, but after that it fades away. And we just decided the vote for hashtag Hope for SA is actually not what we're chasing. And it sounds weird for a political party, but that's not the idea. We will continue to work in the communities. We will continue to do what we do, irrelevant of the outcome of the election, because we believe that by doing that, contributing in the communities, that is where South Africa will be built, and not have a small portion looking after themselves, and the poverty in South Africa just keeping on to increase.
So give us an idea of some of the projects that you're involved in at the moment where you're making a difference in these communities.
Well, there are many water projects where we have people with the different technologies to enter the communities to start just getting, I don't know whether you know about the one community that for 2 years now has not had any water, and they keep on protesting against the local municipality and nothing happens. So we really try to get involved just to bring that to action, and trying to get the resources together, trying to get the experts together to do something. One of the other things is a project that we're running where we supply, and that's a contribution towards the economy, and supply SIM cards on the best network in South Africa at the lowest rates of data to people, where they can now save money themselves, and they don't need to sit with a network that's so unreliable. They can be on the best network in the country at the lowest rates of data purchasing. So and that we're spreading through the community. So there are many smaller things. There are big projects, feeding projects. We have a maize project where thousands and thousands of bags of maize meal are being sent out, but also with the message of hope, in the sense of building people. We all know the story of teaching someone how to fish, and not only just providing the fish, but teaching those how to fish. We have agricultural projects that are running where we teach the people with the knowledge, where we teach communities how to farm on a small piece of land, how to get that productive, and how to first start producing for themselves, and then maybe it can grow to a type of trading thing, because you don't need to have these massive things to start off getting the communities involved.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds very, very important. Now, these are very sort of local-focused community projects. It's incredibly important. But you're also running at a national level, Harry. Does hashtag Hope4SA have perspectives on national government, on international affairs, in how it would like to see the government run?
Yes, most definitely. On Saturday, past Saturday, we had our manifesto launch, which we will make available to anybody who wants. But we had 8 specific points addressing these things. And if we speak about governance, one of the things is, and I mentioned it earlier, that government is absolutely top heavy. It's much too big for what we need. We have a structure that's been put in place that we call 8 super ministries, in the sense of ministers. We believe that you only need 8 ministers and not 30 ministers in South Africa to run. And then the departments can come in under the different ministers. And then from there, you can develop the whole economy from bottom up, opposed to from top down, that everything disappears by the time it's supposed to reach the communities. So yes, we have many projects or viewpoints with regards to law, justice, law enforcement, how that needs to change. But most of it, just sticking to what you asked, I think it's based on a meritocracy, in the sense, our viewpoint, in the sense of, although obviously we support inclusiveness of everyone, every race, every gender, every culture, and we support that, it's got to be changed to merit. So in our manifesto, we say that if you want to be a minister, you need to have the qualification to be the minister. So people are appointed not because they part of a party, but because they have the qualification to make the change as the minister of that department. And we have a model where we actually suggest implementing eight ministers, a cabinet of eight ministers, opposed to, I think there's 29 or 30 now, and then underneath them have the different departments so that it can be managed in an efficient and effective way.
Now, Harry, in talking of national, there's also an international element to it, governance in a country. Do you guys have a particular perspective on international affairs, on Israel, on the Middle East, that sort of thing?
The stand we have on Israel is because we are obviously a party that that proclaims to want to take biblical values back to Parliament. Obviously, we stand on the fact that we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We support Israel, from a trading perspective, we believe that a lot of damage has been done with what our government has done, for example, on the ICJ case, and we would definitely want to restore those relations that has been broken down, because I mean it's we all know that was basically done on on bowing at the feet of finance that was applied. Let's just be honest about that, because that is not representing the citizens of South Africa, the stance that the government took on Israel, and we absolutely don't support the government's stance on what they're busy doing.
Now, Harry, if people want to find out more about the party, want to join, want to vote, want to engage in the community projects, what's the best way for them to do that?
There's a website that they can visit that is www.hope4sa.org.za.
hope4sa.org.za, yes. and then they can get all the information that they need with regards to the party.
Yes, we will be posting the manifesto there today after the weekend, and we've got our policies there, we've got our constitution there, everything is there, or they can send a mail to info@hope4sa.org.za if they have specific questions.
Amazing. Kheri from #HopeForSA, Kheri Besta, thank you for joining us, and thank you for being the first party that we have on our show to talk to our listeners about the upcoming elections. We really appreciate your time.
Fantastic. Thank you, Benji. Thank you for giving me the time.
Fantastic. There we go. Kheri Besta from #HopeForSA. Go have a look, our first party on our political party connections and viewpoints in the run-up to the election. I am Benji Shulman, and this is 101.9 High FM.